Well, good morning, everybody. This is Utana Power in Los Angeles, and we're so happy to be here. It's 8:30 a.m. Pacific time. It's a Friday morning. We are here Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. Pacific time, for 15 minutes of inspiration, of focus, of getting together, of feeling the energy of the team, of being also able to contribute back to the team, being able to raise your energy and start the flow going, prime the pump. Yes, it's amazing. And we want to say thank you to the man who put this call together. He's held it together for over 10 years now. He's won just about every award there is in Isagenics. He's living the life of his dreams. He's exploring. He's now not only has made a tremendous amount of money and helped other people, that's how we do it, helping other people make a tremendous amount of money and restarting to live their freedom lifestyle. He's living a life of complete freedom and able to work, move into this area of self-discovery. It's really extraordinary. He shares right across the company, right across with all the teams, not just his own, and he's written a book called Journey to Believable. We want to say thank you to the amazing Lenny Evans.
Well, thank you so much, Udonna. Thank you, all of you. I love this tribe. I love all of you so much. And gosh, the messages this week have just been a beautiful, just so much truth and so much, you know, guidance. And Casey knocked our socks off yesterday, and Rhonda on Wednesday, Udonna on Tuesday, Dave MacArthur on Monday. Whew. And today's Friday, so happy, well, I should say fabulous Freedom Friday, friends, all the F words right there on this beautiful Friday, because we want the vibration of Friday to trickle down into all the days of the week for all of our friends who are still caught in the old paradigm that somehow Monday's evil, Wednesday's just got this hump in it, and then, you know, you get to Friday only to go relive it all again. And we want this to be the new paradigm, the new thought that every day can be like Friday. Every day can be Freedom Friday. And you all know that, and that's an exciting thing. So let's all take a breath together as we start off this little adventure this morning. Straighten up if you don't mind. And on three, let's just take the biggest, deepest breath of the day. One, two, three, breathe in. And let that go. And since I'm on this new kick of sharing a beverage with you, I just shook up and have an ice-cold Amped Nox ready to go down. So I'm going to drink that now. So everybody sip on your favorite beverage while I do this. Go ahead. Man, ever since Liddy Flom has taught me about the benefits of the Amped Nox, the taste went from this is weird to I love you. How does that happen? How does it go to it's weird, it tastes like what is this, and you're not quite sure if you like it yet, to I'm in love with you, I want to marry you. That's what happened with Nox with me. It's my favorite. I read through all the ingredients yesterday. It's crazy what's in there, like everything, every vegetable, every fruit. And so I feel like I'm drinking Mother Earth. I don't know. It's don't judge me. Just continue to love me. So having said that, I would love to share just some thoughts on my heart with you today. And the topic was really about love. And I've really I'm just gonna go right into it a little bit. You know, about 3 weeks ago, I think it was, I issued a Jack challenge. And the Jack, J-A-C-C, was just that. Now, I've been playing with it a little bit. Now it's J-A-C-C-C-K. So it's like the word Jack, but there's some C's in there, right? And a couple extra C's. And what I wrote the other day was that love never judges. Love never assumes. Love never complains. Love never condemns. Love never compares. Love never kills. Just love never jacks. Never jacks with us, you know. And you know, how do we get there? I've been thinking about this so much lately. You know, on all my travels on Hannah, you know, my bicycle, and I ride her every day. And when I'm on her, when she's just sitting there, she's Hannah. But when I'm on her, she becomes Holy Hannah. Because I feel like I'm blessing everyone. I go through everyone I can think of, everyone I know. And I have nothing but love for those people. Even people that are not ready for me in their life, you know, for whatever reason, there's a separation. That doesn't stop me from sending love and to myself and to them. And so I'm so excited about this topic of self-love, loving your heart. Kim Nally, who, again, just came back, you know, just recently from India, she's been following a gentleman named Matt Kahn, I think his name is. And I watched a YouTube video from him yesterday about this subject, and it was so riveting. He said that if every human on earth would love themselves and say to their heart, I love you, and really have that self-love, he said that the oceans of the world would be purified in that moment. All the toxicity would be gone. And I don't have any scientific basis for that. He didn't throw any out either. But it's a pretty cool thought. But at the end of the day, no one, you know, is going to love you as much as you. I want to get really clear on this, okay? And if you're waiting for someone to love you more than you love yourself, you're waiting in vain. Like, there's no reason for it. You know, I remember when I taught second grade. I taught second grade for a year, for those of you that don't know that. I was a teen. I team taught. It was like my year of student teaching. And it was with another guy, Mr. Nelson. He was an Army guy, and he was really strict. And I couldn't be that strict with these little seven-year-olds. They were just so adorable. But I did find that, you know, sometimes some parents would deliver their children to school, and they had been smoking in the car the whole time. And the little kids would smell like smoke, and it had nothing to do with them, nothing to do with them. I remember that's how I must have been, because my dad always smoked in the car. He always smoked in the house. He always smoked everywhere. So I guess I must have just smelled like, because once the smoke gets, and I'm not judging smokers right now at all. I'm just saying that once the smoke gets on the clothes or in the hair, it's in there. And smokers oftentimes don't realize they smell like smoke because they can't smell it anymore. And so it's this interesting thing where, when some other child misbehaves and then your child misbehaves, there is, like, I don't know, it's easier to somehow love your own children. I don't understand that exactly, but it's true. And so, like, if you're going to take, you know, like there's no one that's going to love your child like you, and you know that. I saw a meme the other day that said, love your mom as much as you can, because once she's gone, you don't get another mom. You don't get another birth mom. You know, so whatever happened, let it go and love her, you know, and no one's ever going to love you like your mom, really, because there's this special thing. And so I guess where I'm going with this is that take a chance on you. Take a chance on you loving your heart, because we're set up in a society that makes us feel crappy all the time. He was even talking about getting your Discover bill in the mail. And the first thing when you get it, you have this weird shock feeling, like it's an anchor that somehow you're not worthy because you owe money. And and how that starts to make you feel like a piece of crap or whatever, because you can't pay your debt off or you can't pay your whole loan off. And then he did this really interesting thing. He took that Discover card and he looked at it, and while he met this Matt guy, he couldn't pay off the whole credit card amount, but then he saw the amount that they're asking for. And he's like, I totally have that. And he became, in that moment, he started to feel abundant because he had enough to make his payment. He just didn't have enough to pay the whole thing off. And so he decided that he always loved himself enough to always have the right amount in every moment. And things began to change remarkably for this man and his wife and their children, Matt. And I thought, oh my gosh, yes, that is such a brilliant idea. And, there's just so many things there. And so I guess what I'm saying is, you know, love yourself at the level that you know that you are your greatest lover. You are your greatest cheerleader. You're your safest place. You are your safest place. Now, he said something, and I wrote down some notes. I don't know if I'm going to say it exactly like he said it on this YouTube video that I've been watching over and over. But here's what I wrote. When I become the safest person I know, then I arrive at self-love, soul love. And as I surrender to love, I became that. And so if I can become the safest person I know, then immediately every one of my friends, everyone that comes in contact with me becomes safe because I'm the safest person. I'm not the second safest. I'm not the third safest. I'm not the 10th safest. I'm the safest. It just wants to make it brings up so much emotion for me, you know, because I don't think I've ever understood anything like this at this level that, you know, we hear love is the answer and love is all there is. And you know, there's tons of scriptures and writings across the whole wide world that talk about love as the most powerful force in the universe. And for those that believe in God, I mean, if you read John 3:16, it says so clearly that God loved us all so much that he did this, right? Like, it was because of love. And if you don't believe in God, then if you believe in just source energy or the creator or the one, it's all always about love. Love is this power that no one can touch, and sometimes it seems elusive. And all I'm asking you to consider doing is loving you, your heart, you know? And when you stop to think about things like Neville Goddard saying, you know, don't think on a past mistake to the point where you think upon it feelingly, because if you think upon some mistake you made feelingly, there's a real shot you're going to reinfect your heart with that angst, with that hurt. Whatever you caused, you know, the law of cause and effect, if you cause somebody to feel something, look, the law of compensation takes care of itself. Karma, sow and reap, all those things, right? Because David Kakandi in the Happy Pocket Full of Money clearly states that when we cause another to feel something or experience something, we're going to feel it and experience it multiplicatively. It already happened to you. So let it go. You paid the price. You felt it. You experienced it at a deeper level. I know I have. Ooh, it's all I can do not to just start bawling right now, right? And so let's take a big, deep breath on that one. One, two, three, just breathe in together. Thank you. That was for me. Let go. So in every question, in every situation, in every connection, in every relationship, in every business meeting, what if we all as a tribe started asking ourselves these brilliant questions? I have three of them. Is this the highest version I see of myself? Is the way I'm reacting to this, the way I'm responding to this, is the way I'm being in this moment the highest version that I have for myself? And then maybe ask a question like, what would love do? But this is the question I just came up with, is how can I love my heart more? How can I love my heart more? How can I honor who I am more? Because the more love I have inside me, the more love I have to give and share. Excuse me, the perfect analogy is a cup of water, is a vase of water. Let's look at a vase of water on your kitchen table. Just if you don't have one there, just picture it. And see that it's a glass vase so you can see in it. And if it's a third of the way full, you know, you'd have to pick that vase up and turn it to get any water out. But if you fill it up, and keep filling that vase, pretend that's your heart. And once it's full and it starts to overfill, that there's overspill because you love yourself so much that there's overspill. And that overspill splashes on people. It splashes. Let's splash more love on people, but we can't splash and play in the water in the puddles unless we have enough. And it overfills. It becomes so full that it can't help but get on other people. I like that. And so instead of me, like a few weeks ago, focusing on not judging and not assuming and not complaining and now not condemning and not comparing and not killing anything, you know, we kill people's dreams all the time. It's easy to kill something. You just ignore it. Ignoring something does kill it. There's no question. And so instead of focusing on what we're not supposed to do, I hope that this message today has helped you see that if you're doing those things, one of my favorite teachings from Mother Teresa is if you're judging someone, you have no time to love them. None. No time. And so instead of us looking at what not to do, let's become super aware today, self-aware of our own heart. Even put your hand on your heart right now. My left hand is on my heart because I'm holding my phone in my right. And just do something with me. I know, it's going to be kind of crazy, but I want you to pretend you're having a conversation with your heart. And if you're around people, you could still do it, but you could do it silently too. It's okay. But we're just going to take a breath together and just speak to your heart and say, I love you. On three, let's breathe in. One, two, three, breathe in. And now just close your eyes if you can and tell your heart, I love you. I love you. I love you. How many times could you do it? How many times? Because it's listening. Your heart is listening. Your heart is what we are. And that is the biggest gift, right? I mean, our heart beats something like 115,000 times a day with no effort from you whatsoever. You couldn't stop it or start it on your own. There's something out there. Wallace Wattles calls it the thinking stuff, right? The spirit, or could it just be love made manifest in the air? God, whatever you believe that created you in your heart. And when we don't breathe intentionally, this power that runs through our veins, 60,000 miles, each of us in our veins and arteries, we have 60,000 miles. It's doing all that perfectly. And if we forget to intentionally breathe, it breathes for us. It breathes us, this power, this thing. So let's just be grateful for that love. I mean, it's a gift. It came at birth, and it's going to beat like some billions of times in a normal lifetime. It's kind of amazing. You know, we are kind of amazing. We are completely amazing. Einstein was so clear. He said, this life is to be viewed one of two ways, and there's no third alternative. Now, I ask you, what camp do you reside in? What camp are you in? Because there's two camps, no third alternative. Camp number one, everything's a miracle. Camp number two, nothing's a miracle. Now, you might want to fight me and say, well, what about that other group that maybe just some things? No. If you're going to say nothing's a miracle, then nothing's a miracle. There's no partial miracles. You know, everything's a miracle. I have to see it like that. That's my camp. My camp is that everything's a miracle. And I just love you guys. Remember that you got everything you need right now inside of you. What version of you, what highest, grandest version of you are you willing to show up as today and this weekend? How many times can you tell your heart, I love you? That's a goal. That's a challenge. That's the love challenge I'm throwing out to you today. And only you will know. You know, you did three, so I'm really proud of you for that and happy. Me too. But I want to go for like 300 today. Like, I can easily, right? I'm going to hike and bike and do some different things. But, you know, the bottom line is, guys, let's love more. Let's love ourselves more. Let's be our biggest champion, our number one cheerleader, our number one lover. Because I promise you, the more you love you, the more you have love for your partner and your family and your tribe. That's what I believe. So let's call it Love Friday, Love Saturday, Love Sunday. I'm so proud of all of you guys. I do love you. I see you. And I love you. And I love saying it. I love you. I love it. I love saying it. I'm not shy. I'm not bashful about that anymore. I love it because it's true. Because when we stop to consider that we're on this giant rock hurling things and we found each other, well, I'm going to go ahead and just declare that one of the greatest miracles of all, you know? So let me see what time it is. Yeah, it's time. I've been going about 17 minutes. So with that, my friends, I really appreciate each and every one of you. I love you. And I'm urging you. I'm inviting you. I'm desiring for you the highest form of self-love ever. And I'm just saying that even if you could do it 10 times today, speak to your heart. I love you. 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 And you love me. I love you. And you love me. You know, and then start saying that with other stuff. I love money and money loves me. I love money and money loves me. I love joy and joy loves me. Like, I don't know. Go on a rant. Start singing. It's pretty awesome, guys. So with that, that's our message. That's my message for today. I hope you got something out of it. Let's take a big deep breath and not judge the message. Just ask, you know, more. What would happen if we really started to love ourselves at the highest, deepest level, the highest version? Let's breathe that in. I love you. Let it go. Okay, guys, that's our message for today. I'm going to unmute the lines. Let's shout our Isagenics after three and rock this day. Here we go. Hold on. All right, we're live. One, two, three.
Isagenics.